I had to do it. I know. It hurts. You've been tied up there for hours. I can imagine just how tiring it must feel to have your arms raised to that position, to have your legs spread that way. But that's nothing compared to what you've done to me. That's nothing compared to the pain you've caused me. Weeks of sleepless nights, weeks of losing focus, losing time, losing energy from trying to keep you out of my mind. I'm so used to having what I want, to having all control. And then you come along and just turn that fact into an illusion. You seem confused. Why? Why are you the one confused when you were the one driving me crazy? Why did you have to do this to me in the first place? And just, how did you do it? How did you manage to seep into my consciousness? How did you get under my skin and torture me this way? Every fucking night I dream of you. Every fucking day I think of you. I think of your smile. I think of your voice. I think of your eyes and... God damn it! How did you do it? How? 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 You broke all my self-control in a single moment. A single fleeting moment. We barely even spoke to each other. Hell, we didn't even touch. And yet, for some reason, for some fucked up unknown reason, I suddenly can't have enough of you. No, shut the fuck up. You don't get to speak. You don't get to say anything after what you did to me. Your torture ends here. I told you. I told you to shut the fuck up. All gagged up. Your voice, it will no longer haunt me. Your words will no longer echo in my mind. I don't even know why I didn't shut you up before you woke up in the first place. But you deserve this, you know? You deserve to be tied up. You deserve to be gagged. You deserve to be put in your place. You deserve to be silenced. You've driven me to insanity. And now it's my turn to bring you to that point. Jesus fuck. You look absolutely perfect like this. Your body tied up and stretched out, showing all your glorious skin and edges. Your mouth gagged, your skin glistening with sweat, your chest rising and falling, your eyes wide and confused and fearful. Now this is where you're meant to be. This is how you're meant to look like. Because this is what you do to me. The very thought of you stretches me to my limits. The very image of you silences me. You are a nightmare that haunts me every evening. Every single time I wake up in the middle of the night, drenched in sweat, drowning from thoughts of you. And now, this finally ends tonight. Whether you like it or not, the tables will turn. I said it before. And I'll say it again. Your torture of me ends here. Ah, God damn it. Even as you struggle this way, even as you groan and tug at your binds like that, even as I've silenced you and restrained you, you're still... hypnotic. I can't take my eyes off you. How are you this beautiful? How are you this good looking? Are you even human? I wonder if you will bleed if I cut your delectable skin with this knife. And I wonder what will your blood taste like? Sweet and coppery at the same time? I'm sorry, I don't even think I can bring myself to mark you that way. No, I don't think I can. You're too good, too perfect. And I think that's exactly why you drive me mad. Instead of marking you, I think I will just trace the blade of this knife ever so lightly on your skin. This should stop your body from struggling. This should freeze you in place. Yes. Any sudden movements and this will cut you easily. So hush now. Don't move. And you won't get hurt. Maybe it will even stop your effect on me. Prevent you from hypnotizing me any further. Prevent you from pulling me into your trap. Break me from your spell. Can you feel it? Can you feel the knife trace your flesh, starting from the crook of your neck, gliding down to your collarbone, to your shoulders? I can practically feel you holding your breath, trying to make as minimal movement as possible, stopping yourself from panting, stopping yourself from panicking, stopping your chest from rising and falling, just so my blade won't slice through your skin. Finally, I regain some semblance of control. I wonder now how your skin will react when I brush the cold, flat side against your chest. How will your heated flesh react to it? Let's try it on the left side first. Just brushing it up and down along the curves, making small circles. And then to the other side, making sure I don't miss a single inch. I can hear your breath hitching now. Your body likes this, doesn't it? This is such a bad liar. If you really didn't like it, then you shouldn't react that way. What happens if I take the knife off and... Oh? Was that a whine I heard? You do like this. Well, but if you want me to be absolutely sure, allow me to trail my fingers up your legs, up your inner thighs. Really, this is all the visual confirmation I need. You're hard as a rock. And if that's not enough, I can feel you trembling. I can feel you quivering. Your skin is searing so hot to the touch. Up my fingers go now. I'm close. So achingly close. Can you even hear yourself? Can you even hear yourself whimper and moan and whine at just the gentle touch of my fingers? I haven't even traced my finger along your hard length. You want this. You want this so badly. Go on. Try to deny it. Try to shake your head no. Try to lie while my fingers slowly encircle around your huge, hard cock. Such a terrible liar indeed. Your cock is even twitching. I can feel it harden even more as I stroke slowly up and down. What do you think I should do next? You're quiet. But that's because you're now faced with conflicting emotions, right? You don't want this to happen, but deep down there's something tugging at you. Something pulling at you to give in. Give in and give up. Am I right? Good. Because that's exactly what you do to me. That is the effect you have on me. That is the torment you inflicted upon me. You see, I did not want this. No, I do not want this. But there's something about you. There's something about your kindness, your purity, that makes me want to ruin you. I will do the same to you. I will strip away your control. I will break you, mind, body, and soul. I will tear your will apart. I will make you mine. Now, let's get back to where we were, shall we? You know, I can already tell how much your body craves for the same thing. You're practically melting in my hands right now. Your pre-cum is dripping down the sheets. Now, you can try to shut your eyes and you can try willing these sensations away, but you know you're only going to fail. If I stopped now, I stopped stroking your cock right now, you will only crave for it even more. You will only beg for it. You will only beg for me. And I wonder if that's something you'd like. I wonder if that's a reality you're ready to face. Is that something you'd want? Would you like me to stop so you can beg for it? So you can beg for me? No, you don't want to beg for it. So that only means one thing then. You just admitted that you want this. You're already so hard for me, and you're already panting as well. That says a lot, you know. The fact that you just shook your head no to begging for this, no to stopping this, well, it only seals your fate. And don't think I can tell. Don't think I can tell that if I rub my fingers this way and use my thumb underneath your cock like this, I can bring it right to the very edge. You're really close now, but you're still holding on. Just give in, my love. Give in to me. You can end this mental torment by relinquishing your control to me. Otherwise, my hand will keep you on edge. I will stop stroking. I will slowly release my grip from your hard cock like this, and oh, that delicious wine of yours. I can give you your release, my love. I can give you what your heart desires. Just give in to me. Now I will take off your gag, and I only want to hear one thing from you. Tell me you want me. Show me that you want this just as much as I do. Go ahead. Moan for me. Tell me you want me. Tell me you want this. God. You do not know how much I needed to hear that. How much I needed to hear you admit it. How much I needed you to submit to me. And you sound absolutely delicious when you lose yourself for me. Just how I'm about to lose myself for you. Let me kiss every single inch of you as I slowly go down, lower and lower. Till I reach my prize. Oh yes, my love. You want me and you will have all of me. All of me, including my pretty little mouth that you've been staring at for a while now. I will fulfill your desires by filling my mouth with your hard, massive cock. Oh, it's so big. I didn't even expect that you'd be this huge. My. Such a struggle to take you all in. And yet, even if you're this huge, even if you're this massive, I have a feeling I still can't get enough of you. I won't be able to have enough of you. Fuck. It tastes better than I expected. God, how are you so perfect? Look at me. Look into my eyes as I take you in my mouth. Look into my eyes as I gag for your call. I need this. I need you. Where did you come for me? I need your cum dripping down my throat. I need to swallow your cum. I need everything. Every single part of you. Every single inch of you. So come for me. Come for me. Right now, come for me. Come for me. Yeah. Oh no. There is absolutely no going back for you or I. You're mine. Mine. Oh. You're absolutely perfect, my love. The way you're just twitching right now. Riding the high of such a powerful orgasm. And the sounds you make. Finally, days, weeks, months of craving for you. It finally comes to this. No, I will not stop anytime soon. I said it a while ago. I could never have enough of you, and I will never have enough of you. And you can change your mind about all this, but you will still be mine. You can run away, but you will still be mine. I will haunt you the way you haunted me. All this will be a memory that will plague your days and nights until you're driven to insanity and you will come back to me. You're mine. Mine.